It is a very warm welcome to the wonderful world of 88FM. To my guest today, Sharon Castle. Hello.
Hello, Dave.
Good to see you. Good
Thank
to see you.
You
person of positivity. Especially as she's gorgeous. And you own and run the MindFit Coaching Academy.
I do indeed.
So I've had a few coaches in my life when I played professional football, but I've never had one that coached my mind. Maybe it's time.
Absolutely.
All right, tell us, Sharon, please tell us about the MindFit Coaching Academy. What do you do?
Well, MindFit Coaching Academy was born in the middle of COVID. I am a transformational life coach, and the need was so great, I felt that I needed to actually create more coaches, and that's why I started MindFit Coaching Academy. To date, I've certified 38 coaches. We work all over the world, and what we do is we help people to find their way. So nobody needs a coach, but with a coach, your life just feels a lot easier to navigate. And so we help them to unpack whatever it is they need to unpack so that they can achieve their goals.
So you look at people's problems, obviously.
Well, we look at people where they are.
Where they're battling.
Where they seem to think there's a problem. Because usually it's in the mind, and the thinking part is what they say is it's an obstacle. I can't get through it. I can't get past it. But that's never true, because it's not about what is there in front of you that looks so real. It's the way you think about what's in front of you. So there's a huge difference. The misunderstanding is that what's out there is creating my stress, is creating my obstacle. But it's never true. It's the way you are perceiving what's out there.
Do you know, I used to be a stressor. I really did. Mm-hmm. You know, the dog poos on the carpet, or I got a speeding fine, or whatever the case may be. And in a weird and wonderful way, losing people in my life gave me great perspective. Does that sound weird or not?
No.
And now, if I don't have my health, I don't have anything. And I don't really care about the small stuff anymore.
Right.
I work that out. Is that cool?
Absolutely. Well, I say health is the new wealth. Because at the end of the day, if you don't have that, what is it that you can achieve? I really believe that we all come here with something incredibly special. And if we just allow ourselves to be in the space of effortless effort, what does that mean? It's like there's a pathway that you can follow. There's something that's meant for you. And if you remove all of the ideas and the overthinking, getting in the thought storm in your head, you know, about, oh, it's going to be so hard. Just take a step. You know, make one move.
Okay. Now, we do live in a world where stress and burnout have almost become like badges of honor. I mean, it's huge. It really is. From your perspective, what's the biggest sort of misunderstanding about stress and mental health for many people?
Totally. I mean, there's a huge percentage of people that are still looking at life and saying, you know, it's because I don't have enough money, or I'm not in the right relationship, or my business is not working. So they are constantly looking at the stuff that's going on out there instead of looking at who they are. Because who you are is perfectly placed for what it is you want to achieve. You know, there's a like I said earlier, there's a certain thing that is there for you to do. And if you just allow yourself to take away all of the stress and the strain and the worry and the concern, you know, worry is a really awful emotion. And it's an insecurity. And
it means
totally
nothing
because
the problem is still going to be there
100%
the next day.
Whether you worry or not.
100%.
So it's a useless emotion and it causes a lot of pain.
So many people feel disconnected, lost, and social media now is, look at your face, blimey. It's just, can I tell you something? If I didn't do this job, there's two things I would do. I'd remove all my social media, except my WhatsApp, you know, so I can get hold of my kid. And I wouldn't watch Sky News, because I have to because of the job that I'm doing.
Right.
But I've limited it now to 30 minutes in the morning when I have a cup of coffee. My psychologist in Cape Town, a friend of mine, he says, Dave, what you're doing is just taking in negative energy all the time.
He's 100% right.
Yeah, so I've stopped now.
That's great.
And I do feel better for less of Sky News and less of social media.
That's such a truthful statement. If you look at Sky News, they've got this little ticker tape that runs at the bottom. So you see the bad news on the screen, but just in case you forgot, there's a whole ticker tape of all the other stuff that's happening out there, and you should take notice. And of course, you're feeding yourself information that is going to cause stress and worry. But once you understand how your mind works, the human psyche, you can look at that with a little bit of subjectivity, like this is not me, this is not affecting me, and you don't have to always act on every thought that you have.
And you teach that?
I do. I do indeed.
Is there a set course, Sharon? I have multiple. 6 months, a month, 2 weeks? How does it work?
There are multiple courses that we teach. In fact, the one that we're teaching at the moment is called Your Inner GPS.
I was going to ask you about that because I have no clue what it means.
So your inner GPS is the word that I use that refers to your innate ability to navigate your life. So like when you get in your car and your GPS says, you know, this is the wrong way, this is an obstacle. If you allow yourself to quieten down and you get a bit still and a bit calm, you will get the answer because it's already inside of you.
Don't swear at your GPS. It's as I have done in the past. It's doing you no good, is it?
No, not at all. It might temporarily relieve your stress, but honestly, you're not going to get anywhere fast.
100%. All right. Now, is there any insight that you could sort of tell somebody listening how they could shift and see mental health forever? And what would it be? I mean, how would you answer that? I mean, it's hard though, really. There's more to it than one answer, isn't it?
There really is. But the answer that I would give, which I absolutely love, is that you've already got everything you need inside you. This is radical. Most people think they've got to go out there and get more, bigger, higher, better. But honestly, you've got everything you need. Yeah. And why I say it's radical, it goes against the grain of everything that's out there that says you've got to go and find somebody to give it to you, but you actually have it within yourself. And once you've done this a few times, it's like a trust muscle. You know, pick up a weight, you're not going to get a big bicep, but you pick it up every single day. And now it's kind of become second nature for you, and then you just have to maintain that. But the thing is, it's not that you add it, it's that you take away things off of your mind that are not necessary so that you can actually follow the path that's absolutely there for you and always has been.
Now, next month, November, is Mental Health Awareness Month, as you full well know. How does that kind of tie into to you and what you do?
Perfectly. I've timed the program, Your Inner GPS, to start on the 3rd of November because I know how important it is for people to get to the end of the year and feel like things are a little bit more in place. They're not going to start and stumble into 2026 with this idea of like, oh, here we go again, another year and I haven't got my ducks in a row. It's not about getting your ducks in a row. It's about understanding that what it is that you've got to do is going to be given to you. So it's not about life happening to you ever. It's life happening for you. And I mean, that's the most positive you could ever be.
Do you know, things like divorce and moving house and somebody, you know, a top sportsman getting a really bad injury, those things happen.
Of course, that's life happening.
It's a roller coaster, isn't it, life?
Totally.
So do you teach people how to deal with that kind of stuff?
Yeah, we do. I say life is a contact sport. You're going to get your knocks. And so if you just understand that life is going to life. You know, people are going to people, weather's going to weather. What are you going to do about it? There's so little that you have control over, but you do have control over the way that you respond to people. And that's really what we teach, how the human psyche works. And once you understand that, it's a game changer.
All right. Just to wrap up, I wish we had more time.
I know, anyway, me too.
MindFit Coaching Academy. I want to come and see you. Yeah. I'm feeling a bit down, a little bit depressed. I'm not living life the way I should. How do I get hold of you and what do I do?
Well, you can look on the net. We're everywhere, MindFit Coaching Academy. I'd love for you to reach out to me personally, sharon@sharoncastle.co.za, because that'll come directly to me instead of getting through to my team. Because I love to connect to people. sharon@sharoncastle.co.za.
So you would get back to them via email and then maybe set up an appointment too.
Totally. I love to speak to anyone that reaches out. But if you look up MindFit Coaching Academy, Sharon Castle Coaching, I'm on LinkedIn, I'm on Insta,
everywhere.
I'm on Facebook, I've been doing this for 42 years, so I'm kind of out there quite a bit.
You're nearly catching me up. Three more years and you'll have done as long as I've done on radio.
Well, that's amazing. When you do what you love, it's very easy, isn't it?
Do you know what it is? You're right. And I think you've got to have a hunger and a passion for what
you
do. Totally. The second that I don't have the hunger and passion for this is when I'll stop.
Absolutely. I agree with you. So there's no such thing as retirement. We're just going to keep putting one foot in front of the other. And I say, show up and respond to what shows up.
I'm just wondering, in another 20 years, I can get my Zimmer frame up the steps here. Could be a bit of an issue.
No, I wouldn't think about it in that way. What about a motorized little...
Oh, yes.
Yeah, there we go.
I like those.
You see?
Sharon, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you.
Thank you, Dave.
And hopefully we can do it again in the not too distant future.
I would love that. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.